The following program contains content that has not been approved by 1-800-RADIATOR or any of its franchise affiliates. All of the opinions stated in this podcast are solely owned by the hosts and guests of the 1-800-FSR podcast and its publishers. The 1-800-FSR podcast is independently produced. Get ready to sell. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to the 1-800-FSR podcast. My name is Martin, and as usual, it is my pleasure to be joined by my partner in crime and in life, Cameron. How are you?
The birds are chirping and the cats are moving. It's a good Saturday.
I bet they are, because we're joined as usual by Cameron's little dog, Murphy, who's running around keeping us on topic. So, we got an interesting one for you today, because today is about reaching out of your comfort zone and getting to know people. Like, that's not a part of sales, right?
I think they hit that in the little training week they give you.
The training week, yeah. The training wheels.
Yeah.
The training wheels are off now, buddies. Here we go. Getting to know your CSRs. You work for an organization that has basically three moving parts. One, you out there selling parts. Two, a warehouse full of them ready to deliver the ones that are sold. And three, the CSRs who take the orders that make it all happen.
Huh.
Did you know that?
I mean, I heard the CSR been thrown around here and there, but you're talking, those are the people that are taking the part orders?
They are. They are. Technical term for them in the Latin is customer service representative.
Exquisite.
Same as whoever you've got representing you in Congress. These are who are representing our customers. They are representing the customers that are buying our parts.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service, yeah. So, for those of you out there wondering, what does he mean by know your CSR? Okay, they take phone calls and this, that, and the other. They are the backbone of the organization. Let's take, for example, our organization here in Cameron and I's network. Our CSRs have been doing this job for forever. They are literally experts at their job.
Long before I got here.
And they're all still so youthful, amazingly enough. These are also the people with whom your customer deals with the most on a daily basis. They start to know their names. They start to believe that they have a friendship with them. They start to know which ones they like and sometimes which ones they don't like.
I mean, I'm just going to be honest here. I would be willing to bet that some of my customers knew my CSR's names before I did.
Yeah.
When I got in, to be honest.
Absolutely. Big mistake a lot of us make in the beginning is not knowing how valuable these people are. And not taking a look at the job that they do. Some of them are taking hundreds of orders. Like, it's just insurmountable to imagine. When a customer calls me and needs one radiator, I look at the clock and it just starts moving in minutes, not in seconds. It's in minutes trying to look it up and make them happy. And I think I'm pretty good at what I do.
Sure.
These guys are not only very good at what they do, but they're very fast at doing it.
I love fast.
And you need to know what they know. You should know what they're doing. You are not an effective FSR if you have not sat down with a CSR for an entire day to watch what they do and learn it.
I was just going to ask how you do it. I mean, you nailed it.
You did. But you have the right question. The right question is, how do you do that? Well, the answer is you get in touch with your leadership and you say, listen, I feel like I would be a more effective FSR in the field if I had a total understanding of what the beginning and to the end of a day of a CSR's job looks like.
A little resource in your tool belt.
It is. It's a total resource in your tool belt, because if they decide that their complaint, if you happen to walk into a customer with a visit and their complaint is CSR based, you can't speak to it if you don't know what they're doing.
Got no idea.
You got no idea. You can't judge it.
Nope.
You can't determine whether it was a bad process.
Can't do it.
Or if it was a normal process that they went through.
Won't do it.
Won't do it. You got to visit the CSRs and realize what they're doing. And you'll learn. You'll learn stuff and you'll figure out, this is what it means to be put on hold. Why are they on hold? Why am I hearing from customers that I'm increasingly on hold, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? So I think it's a resource that you should utilize, contact your leadership, get to know them. The other parts of this is that it will let you establish expectations between you and the CSR. You know, if you have particular customers that have to be hotshot deliveries, the CSR doesn't know that unless you've informed them that this is how I need this customer to be treated moving forward.
Communicate it and maybe even give them a little list that they can have right next to their monitor right there at their desk.
Yeah, that list is a part of communication.
Huge.
You are literally telling them what you need, and without that, they cannot give it to you, period. You're not going to get it.
Can't happen.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
So communication also means, it doesn't just mean the escalation. We just did an episode recently on the power of the escalation and how it's a completely useful tool.
Good episode.
Very good
episode. You should check it out.
But so is just email, and so is texting. The fact of the matter is that every single member of your particular warehouse group, every single one of them should have saved in their phone the name and the telephone number of every CSR in your call center. They need it. Because when you're having an issue and you need to talk to the person who took the order, it's right there on the invoice. Did you know that, Cameron?
Yeah.
You heard actually, a rumor,
I started catching on to that, I think.
Yeah. Like, it literally tells you who took the order. So if you've got confusion, I don't know what this note means. And you call, let's say, your warehouse manager, who then says, I don't know what that note means either. I wonder what we're going to do.
Taking up a lot of phones.
So you can send, let's take for our example here, like Matt Kinker, a quick text message. Says deliver to alt address in the notes. What is the alt address? And you might say, oh, it didn't put it on the printed page, but on the actual screen, it tells you take it to 1810 Castle Street.
Boom, get it there.
Boom. Problem is solved, part is delivered, and the next thing you know, we have a satisfied customer and a satisfied customer service rep.
Sounds a lot easier than having to go through so many different phone calls trying to get the answer.
It does. I mean, the fact of the matter, these are very nice people who are on the phones all day long, and they know how to manage the distribution of information in a rapid pace.
Sure.
When you call them, they're going to fire it off to you. Go here, go here, go here.
Got to be nice to deal with some of these customers on a daily basis.
Oh, my God. You guys out there, let me tell you, man. If you're not sending thank yous, the minute you leave an asshole customer that you have to visit once every 30 to 45 days, you have to remember, if this guy's buying $25,000 worth of parts, how many phone calls do these people have to go through?
Anywhere from 15 to 45 per every visit you make that year.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't be me. Bless their souls.
Mean. And they're mean. And
for
they're
no
mean to these nice people.
No reason.
You know, and you wonder why. And they handle it. They handle it with a great amount of temperament. When you leave, the next time you leave a visit with an asshole customer, you need to send all of your CSRs a thank you. Here's the PID. Thank you for all the hard work you must do to make this person's orders completed. I appreciate it. And I guarantee you, you'll get a ha-ha back.
And also just let them know, hey, any issues that they come up to you with, bring them on to me. Any way I can help you with that, make it happen. Let's do it.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, that's because it can go both ways. It's, I mean, the more you help your CSR, the more they will be able to help you.
And they will do that more likely if they have a relationship.
Bingo.
If you have a solid relationship where they know that if they reach out to you, you're not only going to be receptive, but you're going to handle the topic, you're going to handle the problem at hand. And I have that relationship with all of them. You know, I absolutely never, we get to see each other once a year, once every other year in person, but I feel like I know them. I know their personalities. We know we joke on the telephone. We handle situations. And I think they're one of the most effective tools you can have in your toolbox as an FSR is to have a relationship with your CSR.
Well, and I think you've started taking a lot more phone calls for our customer base here in Wilmington. And so I think maybe you've done a great job of transitioning the relationship from maybe your counterpart of at another warehouse to bridging that gap and becoming coworkers.
Yeah.
Talking every day, almost getting problems handled constantly on top of everything. We get an escalation to send up from any other CSR warehouse manager from another warehouse. Handle it 5 minutes or less, I'd be willing to bet.
Yep. It's because they know exactly how to word things in a very quick format, which allows you to get things done with very little confusion. I also know that if it is a confusing topic and the escalation is just too short of a format, they will just call me directly.
Yeah.
And they'll call the FSR directly if they know that FSR is a team player with them. So go make that happen. Hey, guys, that's all the time we've got on this topic today, but I'm going to let you know we mean it. pick up the phone, call your CSR, and thank them the next time you're dealing with an asshole customer. That's all I've got. What you got, Cameron?
Let's go hit some numbers today, boys.
Sounds good.
Girls.
Cheers. Thanks for listening to the 1-800-FSR podcast. We invite you to leave comments using the 1-800-FSR app and feel free to review those left by other FSRs. Go to 1-800-FSR.com to check out all the exciting things we have to offer, including weekly updates. Want to be on the show or get in contact with me? Do so at mark@1800FSR.com.
And if you want to get up with me, you can link up with me using cam@1800FSR.com.
Let's go sell some stuff.
Let's do it, baby.